20-year-old Tyson Davis, who composed this piece, is the only Black student in the composition department at Juilliard. The sophomore's work had its professional premiere at the Albany Symphony February 13th. Davis says he's hoping to push the bounds of classical music so that it attracts a younger, more racially diverse audience.
Problem is, classical music, at least over the past century, has been such an extreme ivory tower. And it's so annoying that it's almost segregationist and classist, classical music in general. There's been this tradition of, you know, of having the concert hall be peaceful and quiet and the tickets being expensive and only being for old people. And oftentimes the music is very old. Funny enough, new music is anything from 1950 to now, funny enough. So, you know, there's this ridiculous gap that classical music has been behind from all artistic mediums.
Davis grew up in Raleigh, North Carolina, and was raised by a single mom. He says he remembers going to his first symphony and not seeing anyone who looked like him.
No Black people in the North Carolina Symphony at all. And I don't think there's any Black people today, except for there's an assistant conductor that's Black. But for the most part, the majority of the orchestra was 80% white male. And the majority of the audience was 80% white.
Davis says Black people have a lot to offer the world of classical music and could translate a deeper understanding of pain and struggle through beautiful traditional orchestral instruments.
Classical music, like I said, can feel so stuffy and so elitist and classist and segregationist that it can be hard for people to really get an emotional connection because there's all these, you know, stuffy old white people, excuse my expression, in the audience that look down upon anyone that is different. There's probably about, you know, 40 or 50 composers here at the Juilliard School, and I'm the only Black one. And I guess you could say I feel like sort of the literal and metaphorical Black sheep.
Davis says it comes down to a long history of subtle oppression in the arts.
Years upon years of, he's a Black person. Oh, he can't be a composer. He's not a composer. Or oh, she's a woman. She can't be a real artist or some nonsense like that. That is still either being perpetuated by, you know, certain closeted racist or sexist or even homophobic people, faculty in certain schools, or, of course, when it comes to higher education.
Davis says the Black Lives Matter movement has seeped into the music he writes.
The passion and the uprising and the revolution of what's happening is just so extraordinary and, of course, extremely dark at the same time. It's almost as if my music is commenting on it and the situation is commenting on the music. And there's so many people of color that are in all other artistic genres, from playwrights, you know, Langston Hughes or Maya Angelou or Black visual artists, etc., Black actors, that have been praised and worshipped, you know, and celebrated. But it's so weird, but you look at classical music and you don't see that at all.
Davis says access to arts education programs in public schools is critical to getting more people of color involved in the industry. And he says his field has a long way to go to catch up with other genres.
It's starting to happen, but it's still slow. And it's so obnoxious because you look at, you know, pop music and you look at jazz and you look at rock and you see they're so much farther ahead than the classical music industry. I don't know. I don't exactly know what it's going to take.
Davis says classical music doesn't always reflect the true pain of life, something he's trying to change.
Oftentimes I feel like there are some aesthetics, especially in classical music, that can be somewhat escapist when it comes to how they present music as being solely beautiful or solely, you know, joyous, when there's so many aspects of the human experience that, you know, that are not per se always beautiful, not always joyful.
Davis, whose mother is a psychologist, titled his work Distances to reflect how people are feeling during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Emotional distance and physical distance, obviously, with COVID. You know, there's just a lot of ambiguity and intensity. There's just a lot of intense things happening, radical racial things going on, and lots of passion, and lots of anger, and lots of frustration. You know, sometimes we wake up and we feel, you know, some random emotion. Sometimes we wake up and we feel depressed, or we wake up and we feel anxious, or we wake up and we feel spontaneous or joyful. And then something happens in our day that will either alter or respond to that emotion. And I think that's what this piece in general is doing. It's always responding to the emotional content of what is happening previously.
Davis says his style of composing is modernist, mid-century, and focused on reflecting society in its rawest form.
Techniques specifically that are weird and not, you know, per se usual. There's certain sounds in the strings that you can make that make it sound more metallic, make it sound more industrial or something like that, you know, very scratchy noises. So, I mean, there's so many things that you can do with the orchestra that can explore it.
In 2019, Davis was one of the student composers for the National Youth Orchestra hosted by Carnegie Hall, and his piece premiered in Berlin, Edinburgh, and Hamburg. The St. Paul Chamber Orchestra in Minnesota just commissioned him to write a work, as has the New York New Music Ensemble. Davis says the momentum is building, and he just hopes he can use it to help bring the industry into the multicolored 21st century.
There are composers out there, including myself, that are trying and are, you know, seems like we're doing a great job at destroying that mold, you know, bombing that wall that they've put up for us.
For WAMC News, I'm Jackie Orchard.